That's what we spoke out. The Ikir Adin is like this, but there are some Rishonim that say we don't paskel like Rava, because Rava is also only going according to Rav, and we paskel not like Rav. So when you have big shailas, you can ask a Rav certain, with certain sniffim, sometimes there are some tzas kulis. Right. Shalai bizmanoi, what about shalai bizmanoi after Pesach? Bein bimina, bein shalai bimina mutter. Why? Rabbi Shimon, again, Rabbi Yechon, or Rava also paskel like Rabbi Shimon. That what, that after Pesach, chometz is mutter. So therefore, it's mutter if the chometz got bottled. Even bimina, still it's mutter. For the Gemara, O miyama Rava Hochi, is it true that Rava said like this, that the chometz after Pesach, it's mutter to eat? I, Vama Rava, Rava himself explained the Mishnah before, goes according to Rabbi Shimon. That Rabbi Shimon, kunos hakonis, hoyu v'yovro lo, v'bal yiro, v'yimotzoi. True midiraisa, even if you had chametz in your shus on Pesach, after Pesach it's mutter to eat it. But Rabbi Shimon holds midirabonon, though there's a kenas. Whoever had chametz in his rishus through Pesach, he was over the lava by Yiro by Yimotzei. There's a kenas midirabonon not to eat the chametz after Pesach. So why does Rava say that chametz l'achra Pesach is mutter? Bein b'mina bein shlo b'mina. Why? Since midirabonon it's also, so midirabonon also it should have to be at least bottle b'shishim. Why does he say b'mina it's mutter? Mashv even without shishim. And for the Gemara, Hani Mili, when did Rava say Pshan Reb Shimon that there's a kenas midirabonin, not eat this chometz all over Pesach, only when the chometz is ben? Hani Mili b'enayu, when you have this chometz ben, this chometz you have that was you found in your house on Pesach and you kept it there till after Pesach, this chometz you now eat now. Avalidei tarubos, let's say this chometz now gets mixed up with something else. Avi got mixed up chad betray loy, then there's no chumah midirabonin. That's Pshat and Rava. And that's the Halacha also. That if the chometz you had that was all over Pesach, by mistake got mixed up, now becomes mutter. B'tarubis is no gzera. The Rabbanan only made gzera when the chometz is ben, but not when it's b'tarubis. So the Gemara, v'yoz the Rava l'taymei. Rava goes according to Shita. So Rashi, what v'yoz the Rava, the Rashi, d'yom halacha k'rev Shimon. That Rava paskas like Reb Shimon, that midiraisa, chometz, once it's after Pesach, becomes mutter teat. L'taymei, oh let's see, right, the Gemara, v'yoz the Rava l'taymei. The Yama Rava says like this, Ki Avinim Be Rav Nachman, where Rav Nachman was by him, Ki Heve Nafki Shiva Yom the Pischa. After the 7 days of Pesach passed by, when Ovam, Omalon, he said, Puku Uzvinu Uzvinu Chamira Devnei Cheli. Go outside and sell now the chometz that you had in your house, which was Goyish chometz. Vnei Cheli Pasha means the army men. Hey, the army men, the Goyish army men, used to come into the city, and they used to have a right from the Melech to deposit their food in people's houses. So they used to put down their chometz in the Yiddish house through Pesach. So Lamaiso, that chometz, the Yid was not Makav Lechrayis. So he was not over by Yiro by Yimotzei. It was Goyish chometz. It wasn't his chometz. So since it wasn't chometz that you're over by Yiro by Yimotzei, he said right after Pesach, go and sell it. It's mutet avano, it's mutet eat that Pesach, that chometz. In other words, Dafuke Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chometz Shavu Pesach, it's also in the right zone, even Goyish Chometz is also. But since Rava Paskins like Rabbi Shimon, that Chometz after Pesach is Mutim in the right zone, what's also in the Rabbonin? Only a Knas if you were over by Yerob, by Yimotzei. So if you were holding Goyish Chometz in your house, you were not over by Yerob, by Yimotzei. Therefore, after Pesach is Mutim, Teet, and Vano, you could sell it. The Rashi says, V'yaz the Rava, the Yom Alokha Krebb Shimon. If you have goyish chametz in your house, shovel of a Pesach, mutter af bachilo. You know you're allowed to eat it. That's chametz. Why? Hoyev olekala miknas bay. We can't give you a kenas because you didn't do anything wrong. You weren't over by your rabbi Yimotzei by holding goyish chametz in your house. It's mutim the rights to hold goyish chametz in your house. So you roll a chol. The pasuk says, but shalakim it's mutter. So Rashi's mazba now. What do you mean, rabbi Taimei? That he doesn't know like Reb Yehuda. Because the Rabbi Yehuda, if you would hold like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Chometz Tamakoma, the Afil de Nachri, like we came out, the Ravacha B'Yakab was Chayzer, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Chometz is also in the right here after Pesach, even Goyish Chometz. If a Goy had Chometz on Pesach, it's also for Yisrael to eat that Chometz. So Tzorayi Rabbi holds not like that. Trashi B'nei Chelim, Nachrim, the Goyish army people, Sha'afal Pi Shofio Yoim Zer, Shovar, even who Pesach, even though they baked the bread on Pesach, still it's Mutter. So it's good, that's what we pass in the locker also. That Goyish HaChometz is mutter to eat right after Pesach. Right. Omar Rav, Rav is another locker. Kedera is Pesach. If you have a kedera, you have a pot that you cook chometz on it before Pesach, you should know, you shovru. You have to break it. Pesach. Chometz Tekapatz, you have to break. You can't use them after Pesach. There's no eight, so you have to just break them. So Rashi says, Omer Rav, Kedei Rech LePesach Yishavru. Rav LeTaimit, Yomer, Chometz, Af LeYachaz Manoi Osebano. Rav Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Chometz, Shavu Lava Pesach, is Osebano. Rabbi Yehuda. The Yisloh Lei B'mashu. And he also wrote, even a mashu is osur. So Melo, the chometz inside the pot is also osur. He holds the chometz, the bli inside the pot is called the mashu of chometz. And you had that chometz in your house all the Pesach. So Lamaise, after Pesach, you can't use these pots. Because if you cook with these pots, that chometz will come out. And the last of the food after Pesach, the mashu. So that's Rav Shita, Rav Pasul of Yehuda. That chometz is the mashu. And Acher Pesach also it's osur. Therefore, there's no way to you have to break the pot. So Rashi legs see, Uksav yasod another chiddush also Rav. Uksav anoisin tam lefgam osur. He holds another chiddush that we hold a bli in a pot after one day when it says when it's not a bnei yomim anymore, it's noisin tam lefgam. The tam inside the pot becomes dead when it comes out. The taste doesn't taste good, and we hold noisin tam if it only gives off a taste. It's a bare taste. It's mutim midiraisim. So Hura, why it's what's wrong with this pot after Pesach? Even though it had a bli of chometz from before Pesach, but that bli became levgam. It should be mutter. So Rashi says, Rav holds noisim tam levgam is also. So therefore Rashi says, v'lef chilchos akavosei, we do not pass like Rav for two reasons. It's right timing. Chodet yuk merov ilchos abatarubes liyachas mani mutter. Krev Shimon. First of all, we don't pass like a Yehuda, we hold chometz over Pesach is mutter. And bitarubes is zicha mutter. Fahai pochus mitarubes. And here all you have is just a little bit bliya, a little bit of the tam of the chometz that's in the pots, that's come out nothing. That's called mamash like a mashu, that avad with smutter. The yod another svar where we hold the smutter, the kaimlon we paskin, noisen tam lefgam mutter. Vezeh mishav rolav yimeya pesach hufig taina b'doif nekli. Anytime you cook meat in a pot, when the pot stays overnight, or the next day, to some shit is 24 hours, some shit is just overnight, the bliya, the taste in the pot is lefgam. And when it comes out, midrash gets mutter. So vada these pots, that's what we hold also. So vada we don't break our pots. We're allowed to use our pots after Pesach. But Rav holds no it's also. For the Gemara of Yamai, lishinu achra Pesach, v'lever b'hu, shaloi b'minoi. Look, or even according to Rav, you want to say this chometz now is chometz all over a Pesach. So, therefore, you can't cook with this pot after Pesach. The question is, why not? True, you can't cook. Another chometz in there, you can't cook matzah in there, because min b'min is not butler crunch of Yudon, but why can't you cook potatoes in the pot? If you cook a lot of potatoes there, so the tam of the chometz that comes out of the pot is butler b'roiv. And min b'shein min is mutter. So what do you have to break the pot for? Put away your pots and only use it for eminoi. Don't use it to make new bread with, but only make something else with. And for the Gemara, gzeira dilmosel and evad bu b'minoi. Rav makes the Gzeira known. If you have a pot, that usually a pot you use for anything, you can't tell me now, you're only allowed to use this pot for something else that's not chometz, that's not bread. But to make bread in its usher, that you can't say. Because people will come to use it with bread. Therefore, Rav holds his Gzeira, ain't a minu what a minu. That's Rav's halacha. But halacha is like Shmuel, or Shmuel Amano. Lo yishavu, you don't have to break the pot. Abu mashoye le'li achaz manai. Leave it till after Pesach. This is one of the rayas that the bli is inside the pot. You're not over by your roll by your motzei. That there's no issue in holding the pot over Pesach. You're only over by your roll by your motzei if you have chometz ben in your house on Pesach. But that we have our chometz liquor kalim in the house, what's inside there? There's no ben. Avadi's supposed to clean out all your pots before Pesach. All you have inside is just the bliya. What was swallowed up, the taste of the chometz could be in the pot. Now the taste, the time in the pot, there's no issue by your roll by your motzei. Therefore, you're allowed to hold this. You're allowed to hold it till after Pesach. The Yovid Bu, and now after Pesach, once you waited already, it's more than a day, it's 7 days, now it's Tam Levgam, it's the Tam that comes out is Mutter, therefore, Ben Bemina, Ben Shlei Beminoi. You're allowed to eat this, you're allowed to cook now, even Min Bemina is Mutter. Why? The Yovid Shmuel time, and Shmuel goes according to Shita. The Yomar Shmuel, like Shmuel said before, or the Shmuel Shita is. Yeah, first Shmuel Shita is like Rav Shimon. Shmuel Shita is like Rav Shimon we had before. That la'achas manai chometz after his manai is mutim midiraisa. So therefore, pshita, these pots you're allowed to use after Pesach. Because even though the chometz was in the, with the bliya, the taste that was swallowed up in the pot was over Pesach, But after Pesach, it becomes mutter. Or Shmuel Latimnei. The Yama Shmuel, Shmuel said like this. Lahano de mizavno kandi. People that used to sell are pots. Drashi kederos lachra Pesach. People used to make new pots and sell them after Pesach. So Shmuel told the people that are selling the pots, Ashvu zvini. You should know, make the prices low. Don't raise your prices so high. V'loi, and if you're not going to lower your prices, he told the storemen, if you're going to leave the prices so high, you should know, darshin l'chu, kriya b'shimin. I'm going to darshin clearly like the b'shimin shita. What's the b'shimin shita? That chometz after Pesach is mutter. In other words, these people in the shtot, vices held like Rav. They held that chometz after Pesach is awesome. So they all held that according to Rav Shita, you have to break all your pots. So when it comes after Pesach, you have to mamash buy new pots. After Pesach, you have to buy yourself a whole new set of plates and pots. So in that shot, everybody went out to the store to buy new pots. So Shmuel told the storekeeper, you be careful. You better make the prices nice and low. Because if I see now you're taking advantage and making the prices higher, I'm going to pass them like Shmuel. That according to Shmuel, you're allowed to use the old pots you had before Pesach. Because that's only chometz after Pesach that's mutter to use. So that's what Shmuel told him. Shmuel told him, be careful. Because if beloy, tashin l'chu k'reb Shimon. So at the Gemara, for lidrish l'hu, why didn't he paskin right now like Shmuel? To a Shmuel k'reb Shimon s'virlei, we had before Shmuel holds like a Shimon, that chometz after Pesach is mutter. It's only yosem mishum a knas. It's only a knas if you had chometz ben. Mashenkin, the chometz that's belua, that's swallowed up inside your pot, you're not over by your rabbi Motzen. So even though the blia, the tam, is inside your pot, but after Pesach, it's mutter, those tams. So why didn't Shmuel paskin clearly like this, that it's mutter? Why do you only have to tell the storekeeper, only if you raise the price, then I'll do that? Why didn't you do it right away? The teretz was Asriya the Rav Hevi. That was the place of Rav. And about Rav was the more of the Asriya, so Rav paskins at the place of Rosser. So therefore, Shmuel didn't want to say anything. He didn't want to paskin it was mutter. He just told the storekeeper, be careful, don't raise your prices too much. Because if you will, then I'll paskin lefi my shita that the plates of the pots are mutter. They won't buy new pots altogether. So the Levad Lalach we held like Shmuel. However, we're allowed to use our old pots after Pesach. Because the bleer that was inside, you're not over by your Rabbi Motzei, even though there's a tam chometz there. But we paskin chometz, Shavu the Pesach is mutter midiraisa. Even the Rabban is mutter. So therefore it's mutter. Right. Hahu tanura. Somebody had an oven. The tochulei ticha, that he smeared on it some fats. Somebody smeared some fats on the bottom of the floor of the oven. Is osra rova bariloyi lemichla lerifto afilu b'milcha. And after you smear the bottom of the oven with fats, with flesh, like fats, now you make bread there. So this bread now has a tam boser in it. So the bread is a fleshetika bread. So he asked you to eat this bread now even with salt. Loilam, and it's also loilam. Why? Dilma osla michla bakutcha. And that's the halacha. You're not supposed to have fleshetika bread, because if you have bread made with fleshiks, we're afraid maybe you come to eat it with milk. Since bread is something you eat equally with meat and with milk, you're not supposed to make either fleshetika bread or else milchetika bread. Oh, there's only a heft there, but it's made in a special way that it's nicker clearly it's that way, or else you make very small amounts, lead at one time. But to make regular bread, it's also to make a fleshedik. So how was this halacha? He said, it's also loylem. Drashi tocha veticha, shumin nosnu ba bekakisoi. He put fats on the bottom of the oven. V'nois sein tam balechen. And now the fat put tam into the bread. Loylem. So the Morris says, Rava Paskin, that this oven is also to use loylem, Rashi afilu chosev husek. Even after you burn it out, in other words, it'd be mechadash here, you're not allowed to kasher the oven. Since this oven now has fleshiks inside it, you're never allowed to break bread in this oven. There's no way to kasher this oven. You can't bake bread in this oven. This is the remain now of fleshik oven, and you can't bake bread there. You can only use it for fleshiks. For the more mason, I have a kasher on you. The locher is, ain loshin es isa b'cholov. You're not allowed to put milk into bread, or into the dough. The ain losh. Call the yim losh, if you did it, you put milk into your dough. You should know, call a pas kul asura. You're not allowed to eat this bread. With the rabbonin, it's also tzikzera. Because since usually bread you eat with meat, we're afraid maybe this milchik bread you'll eat with meat. The rabbonin said you can't eat bread that's milchik. Except the only heter is, if it's nikka klor, like a cheese thing, if you have mama cheese in there, it's nikka klor at milchik, that would be mutum. But a regular bread cannot be milchik. Mifnei hergal avera. Because we're afraid maybe you can't eat it with fleshiks. The same type of lach we also have. You're not allowed to smear fats, fleshedika fats, on the bottom of the oven. The yim tash, if you smear some fleshedika fats on the bottom of the oven, is called a pas kula asura. You should know any bread you bake now in this oven, the bread is also teat, because the bread becomes fleshik, and midrabbanan, you're not supposed to eat fleshedika bread. Even with fleshik, you can't eat it. Because the gzera, maybe you come to eat it with milchiks. Ad, when is it mutter? Shayasik yes a tanner. But once you first heat up the tanner, let it burn out, that's the way you kasher the tanner. Now you like get rid of all the fats there. Now if you bake bread, it's mutter. So zadiyak, hosik a tanner, when you kasher the tanner and let it burn out, puts fire in there now, then mil shari. Then you could kasher the oven, and it becomes mutter to put bread in there now. As the chur, tiyufta the rava, bari loy, tiyufta. There's the seer on rava, bari loy. He passed him before that once you put the fats on the bottom of the oven is finished. You can't bake any more bread in there. And here it says clearly you could kasher the oven. Amar tiyufta. Omle Rabbeinu Rav Ashi. V'yuchimeyacha di susiv rava bari loy. Amai koma rav. Kederis lepesach yishavru. Once we slugged up Ravach or Rava Bari Loi, and we say you could kasha kelim, even though the keli was nivla from fats. When you burn it out, it becomes kosher. So why does Rav say kederis bepesach yishavru? If you have your pesach, your chomes nikapats, you have to break Rav holds because there's no leitzah. If you let it stay over Pesach, since you have the bliya of chomets inside these pots, according to Rav, even after Pesach, it's also those bliyas. He holds Nisim Tam of Gam is Osir, and the Bliya Mashu is Osir. So Rav holds you have to break the pots. The question why? We just got finished paskening. You could kasher kelim. Take the pot and put it in an oven, let it burn out, and you kasher it. So why does Rav say you have to break all your pots? Oh, Malay, the Teretz is like this. Hosam Tanisho Matchis, I'll tell you. When do we say you're allowed to kasher your oven? Only if it's made out of metal. Metal you could kasher. That's halacha. Just heat it up the same way you use it. Kibleya kach poltoi, the same way you use it. That's the way you have to heat it up, and you make it kosher. Hocho, where does Rav say you have to break your pots? Only b'gedera shocheris. He's only talking about earthly kelim. Earthly kelim, that you can't kosher. Like China. China, you can't kosher. So it made out of pots, it made out of China, that you have to break. That's one teretz. B'boy, you say another teretz, I'll tell you. Ho v'ho b'shocheris. No. I tell you, maybe even an oven made out of earthly oven, a china oven, also you could kasher. And there's no kasher. How come Rav said you have to break the pots made out of earthly pots? If you say you could kasher an oven, why can't you kasher the kelim? The teretz is poshid. Zeh hesikam yifnim. How do you heat up an oven? The way you heat up an oven is you put the coals inside, you make it real nice and hot inside. So when you put so much heat inside the oven, that makes it so hot, that would even kasher cheres. Even an earthly kli, if you put the coals inside it, that would make it kosher. Ma'ashen kein, b'zeh ha'sekim b'chutz. Usually a pot, you don't put coals inside the pot. Usually what you do is outside. You put the coals on the outside, and you put a pot on top of the coals. So that doesn't make the inside of the pot too hot. So since it doesn't get it that hot, you can't kasher an earthly kli. That's the whole problem. So true, usually how to use a pot? Usually you put a pot on top of the fire. But if you can tell me now that the only way you can kasher the pot is by putting the fire inside, so do it here. What do you have to break all your pots for, even though the earthly pots? Take the pot and put coals inside the pot and get it real nice and red hot there, and you can kasher your earthly kelim. So why did the Rav say you have to break it for? And the Gemara here is the Gzeira. Here we're afraid that maybe you won't do a good job. You won't let the coal stay inside your pot too long because you're afraid it's going to bust. An oven, that's the way you always use it. You always use a tanner by heating it up nice inside. So there you're not afraid you won't heat it up or burst because that's the way you always do it. Ma'ashenken, a kdeira, that usually you only put it on top of the fire. You don't make it so hot inside. We're afraid that you'll make it so hot inside you won't do a good job because you're afraid of bust. Therefore, you can't kasher it. Hilkos not the Gemara. Hai bukhiya. That's a type of a small oven. Has sikha mi bachutz. It's an oven that you use, you put the fire on the bottom. And you have like planks, tiles on top of it. And on top of the tiles, you cook. Is alocha bachutz uvi yasser. And then echnam, you can't kasher it. That since usually the way is you put the fire on top. So when you put the fire, or usually you put the fire on the bottom. And you cook on top of it. That's not good for kashering it. So the Maravi, Malayo Gumri, Shapidomi. But here, if you fill up the insides with coals, then it would be good. Because since this bukhi is a type of an oven, Vaisai, sometimes you did put coals inside it. So here we're not afraid, you'll be afraid of bust. Because this doesn't bust, this is also a type of an oven. Mashenkin only was saying by regular pot. A pot that's an earthly pot, there you never put the fire inside it. So there we're afraid you won't do a good job. But this bukhi is a mixas. It's a type of an oven that usually the fire goes on the bottom. So that will make it kosher. But if you put the coals inside it, that will make it good. Good, so that's one sugya. Right, so that's the loch of an earth, of a metal keli, you could kosher. An earthly keli, we don't kosher earthly keli. Right, Omale Ravina Ravashi. Ravina asked Ravashi, Hani Sakino, Bepischa Hechi Avdina. In other words, it comes Pesach, I want to have knives. So I want to know, how could I use my chometika knives, how could I kosher them in order to use them for Pesach? Like, what are we going to do about knives for Pesach? What's the Yetzer? Omale, so Ravashi answered back, so the di charato kavdina. I have no problems. I buy new knives to Pesach. What do you want to do with knives? I go to the store and buy new knives. I have no problem. Omalei Ravina said, that's not an answer. Tenach ma di yefshele. Good, you're a rich person, Rav Ashri. You have money, you can afford to buy new knives. Oh, but the lo yefshele mai. What about a guy that doesn't have enough money? He can't buy new knives. Tamesh in Akasha, how could I get an etzer to use my knives? Chometzik a knife for Pesach. Omalei, so Rav Ashri answered back, even I didn't mean that. What I meant to say, I use new knives, it doesn't mean I buy new knives. No, I use my chometzika knife, but I make it like a new knife. In other words, like kashu, it's so good that it looks now like a new knife. That's how good I clean it out. What do? Kitayu. The handle by itself is betina. I put mud like dirt around it. Opazalayu, the metal of it, benura. I'm going to stick it into the red hot fire, and I wait till it gets red hot. That's the way I kasha the knife. Because the knife, I make a libun on it. I make the knife red hot. For hoda my lino lekisayo bereitzchin. And then I take the handle of the knife, and that I just put in hot water. Because usually, Vaisas, he was afraid that the knife itself, maybe you cut something in the oven, and he would take the knife and cut it in the oven, so it was beleya from something that's flea. Then the lachar is, you can only kasha it with libun. So the metal of it, he was makbid to put into the fire to get it red hot. Mashenka, the handle you never used like that, so the handle he only did was put it into hot water. That's the way he kashered the knives. So he didn't mean to say he bought a new knife, he kashered his knives. So the metal part of it, he made a libun on it, he made it red hot. So what's the locha though? No. You should know, even the metal part of the knife, you could kasher it just by putting it into hot water. Over klirishin, abiyas in a klirishin. So Taisa doesn't go to it here, Taisa other place goes into it, and yes, there is. Certain places we hold that knives has a loch like a shvud, that you have to make libun. So Taisa says, I was talking about small knives. Small knives you never use when you're roasting something. Small knives you use at the table. Now on the table, what do you cut? You cut a piece of chicken that at most is called like a klirishin. Even if you have a hot piece of chicken, so it's called like a klirishin. So you cut with the knife, so it's only belaya from a klirishin. So the way you kasher those knives is, putting it into hot water that was heated up in a klirishin, you can kasher it. The mice are windlying not to kasher knives because it's very hard to get them cleaned out. Because since they have cracks inside it by the beginning of it, in those cracks, chametz goes in there, it's hard to clean it out. So if you have a one-piece knife in a chametz, then you could. But usually when you have a handle on it, it's a problem about the cracks in the handle or where the metal comes into the handle. Usually there's a problem. Usually the meaning is to buy new knives, to have new silverware. But Amarav Huna Bred of Yeshua. Eitz Poror Magila Beroyskin. If you have a piece of wood that you use, so even though it's belaya from chametz, the eitzer is to kashrit is beroyskin, put it into hot water, make agola, the klirishin. Why kisava kabalaya kach poltoy? Eitz poror is like a ladle. A ladle you use it either you're making up a soup, a chametz thick soup. So what do you do with the ladle? You mix it up in the klirishin. So the chametz went into the ladle with the klirishin. So the way you kashrit is kabalaya kach poltoy. The same way it went in, that's the way it goes out. If it went in while mixing it into a klirishin, heat up a hot water with a klirishin of hot water, and just put the ladle in it, and it becomes kosher. Boy, me'amemer. They asked the shalom from him. Hani mani de kunya. A type of an earthly kli called kunya. Malish damushi bo bepischa. Is there any way to kasher this chomazika kelim, this chomazika earthly kelim used before Pesach? Can you kasher them to use them on Pesach? He answered like this. Yeruka, if it's green, it's type of a green clay, loyti boiluch, then avadu it's osa, the vadi asira. That you can't kasha. Kiti Bolak, when do I have my suffix? Uchmi v'chiyurin. If it's black or white, what's the locha then? My. Says Marv, hey, could the Yisbu kartufni, if it has cracks inside it, leiti boilach. Then avada, the bliya goes inside it, in this clay, and that's an earthly clay, you can't cash earthly kingdom. The vadi asira. Kiti boilach, where do I have my suffix tishia? Where it's very smooth. You have a smooth clay keli, made out of this type of a kunya, type of an earthly kli, that's very smooth. My. So Omale, he answered back, Chazidna I see lahu demidaisu, that it sweats. In other words, I see some water liquid coming out of it. Alma Bliya. I see then that Bliya went inside this type of an earthly kli. Melevi Asiro. Once Bliya, once an earthly kli is Balea, the time goes into it, he can't get it out. The Atari either, the Torah gets an edis on it, that a kli cherish and a yaitzim, the deifnul yerlam. That a kli cherish, you can have a kasher. The only way you can kasher a kli cherish is like an oven, mamish making the heat inside the oven, or throwing it into the furnace. But usually we don't throw it into the furnace, because we're afraid maybe you'll break. Therefore, there's no way of kashering an earthly kli. Fred the Gemara, Maishna linyan yai nesach. Why do we learn by yai nesach differently? The Dorish Marema, he dashes like that. Mani de kunya. You have these same earthly jugs that you filled up with water, with yai nesach. Dein uchmi bein chiyuri, whether it's black, whether it's white. Dein yuruki, even if it's green. You have mamish, this green clay that we said before by chametz. There's no way to kasher it for Pesach. But by yai nesach, if you soak the yai nesach in it, shari, you're allowed to use these jugs for kashadika wine. Why? You said once it goes in, it doesn't go out. The chitayim, maybe you can tell me yai nesach the rabbonin. Yai nesach, we're talking about not real yai nesach that the goy poured in front of the avoy dezora, just maga, just if the goy touches our wine, that's only awesome in the rabbonin. And chometz diraisa. So maybe chometz diraisa, there were machmer. When it goes into an earthly kli, it doesn't come out. But yai nesach the rabbonin, maybe they will make them. For the Gemara, no. Kol the tokin rabbonin, ki ein diraisa tokin. Whenever the rabbonin made a gzeira, they made a ki ein diraisa. It's about mid diraisa, mid rabbonin, yai nesach azoser. When an issa goes into an earthly kli, we say it doesn't come out. So how come you're allowed to use these kalim now for kosher to kiyayin? Or Malay answered poshid, ze tashmisho ayadei chamin. The chametz dikah kalim we're talking about, you cook soups in it, you used it on the fire, so when you cooked it up, then the time of the chametz went into the kli. Once it went in, it doesn't go out anymore. Vizdeh tashmisha they training. But here we're talking about jugs that you stored wine in. Wine is cold. So since it's cold wine, it's not doctor cold. It just means it's not hot. Since it's not hot wine, it's not belay inside the kli. So that's why you just have to empty out the yai nesach, wash it out, and you can use the kli. Omar Rava bar Abba. Omar Rav Chiya bar Ashi. Omar Shmuel. Kol ha-kelim she-nishtamshu behem chometz b'tzoynein. Any type of a plate that you only use it throughout the year with cold chametz, mishtamish behem matzah. You're allowed to use it on Pesach. You could use matzah on it. Because since there was no belia, cold never puts any time into the kli, you're allowed to use those kelim on Pesach. Chutz min beisor. Achetz from a place that you, beisor, that's where you store your sourdough. Hoyol shechimutze kosher. When you're handling with sourdough, that's very strong, even though it's cold, still it gives the time into the kli. So that kelim that you store your sourdough in, you can't use that kli at all on Pesach. A number of Ashi, obeis charoisis. A place that you keep, based on Rosh Hashanah, that's chometz, vinegar. Trash a kli shemesno by chometz. A kli that you keep vinegar, that's chometz dika vinegar, kebeisor, shechemutze kosher domi. It's also very strong, vinegar tastes very strong, so even though it's cold, it also belayer into the kli. So if you have chometz, vinegar chometz, it's also to use the kli on Pesach. Omar Rova, hani agni demechuzel. Agni, Rashi says, Arevas. He had a type of a kli that they kneaded their doughs on. Like a big sheet that they used to knead their doughs on. Hani agni de mechuzah. Hoyol v'tidiro lemilshebu. They always use it a lot. They keep on kneading their doughs on this board. Is chamiri. It's the donation of chamiri. They keep on kneading their chametz there. Umashah b'hu chamira. And they leave their chametz there a long time. Is kebesor. It's as if you have sourdough there. Shechimutze koshadomi. Therefore, this keli that you need a lot on, you can't use it for Pesach. The Mabshita, Avada, since it comes sourdough there, the sourdough is kosher. Now the time I would think, Kivon de Ravchom, Shalit Buavira, since it's very wide, this dough, it's only a kneading board, and it's very wide, so a lot of air gets in there, Voloi Boli, the air makes it that nothing goes inside the kli, Kamashmula, no. Since the Maisa, they need a lot on this board, a kneading board, you should not use for Pesach. even though it's only used with cold, but since you use it a lot, it applies like this chometz there, shechimutz kosher, that goes in even though it's cold. All right, stop here.